And when I seen him go up, what I see go up? Oh, we stayed in the same motel as Pitbull on Collins Ave back in 2004. A-Rab, am I lying? Krauss, am I lying? And all he had was a little van that said Pitbull on it. It was a Source Award weekend. We rapped for Bun B at that time. Pimp C was booked, but Big Pimpin' had came out before that. It was making noise, but it was on its way down. Nori had just dropped that Dominicano, Cubano album. And because they performed that. It was one of the big songs at the Source Awards. And the South just, it was the Yin Yang Twins and Lil Jon, and with only people really repping for the East at that time was Akon and Styles. We locked up at the Source Awards. Everybody else, and Fat Joe, I think he had Lean Back at the time. And yeah, man, it was just a dope time for hip hop, and you know, this new era, I got right with it. You know, MySpace, all that, YouTube, Dat Piff. As soon as I came home from that bit, I was writing tracks to come home to. I wasn't worried about rapping with some bull in the dorm and all that. Like, I'm writing tracks, bro. I'm really trying to do this when I come home. So I did it. Drop 4 mixtapes. Let's Ride, Volume 1, 2, 3, The Best of M.I. Corleone. And they did what they did. And I did my numbers on MySpace. And this is where I learned you gotta get emails. Cause out of nowhere, I did a little skid bid. It was like 6 months, whatever. In the county, not even, it was like 4 months. But during that time, there was a transition from MySpace to Facebook, and people were trying out Twitter, and people were going live streaming on Ustream, I think the shit was called, and Justin TV, and just all kind of stuff. Soulja Boy came out. Soulja Boy had came out when I was in the county, in Camden County, before I went to down state. So it's just like the game shifted then. Because I remember even in the county, like, people acting like they were just too good to rap. And they would say they was down with Dipset and this, that, and the third. And, oh, man, just, you know how people lie. But I knew that I was nice when I rapped outside the Source Awards for Bun B. And the whole BMF was there. Rab, am I lying? If I'm lying, I'm dying. The whole BMF was out there. This is when Jeezy first, I didn't even know who Jeezy was. He just dropped Trap or Die. They were giving out the mixtape in the parking lot. And Bun B was there. And so, can we rap for you? Whatever. Go ahead. We rap for him. I think, how'd my verse go? I said, everybody on my block when they grind. Since 9-9, I've been hot with the rhyme. But next year, you gonna see me in the drop with a dime. Getting brain, my dick rocked in the mind. Only cop a watch if I got shine. When I'm done popping at 9, they gonna find your body on rotten.com. I'm running through the streets, I don't stop at the sun. And I got battered chicks every joint of mine. Stay with their legs spread like the Jordan sign. When I spit it, man, it's more than rhymes, and it's just a hobby when I spit this shot. Yo, Bun B was, yo, I don't care if he's white, black, yellow. That was fire, yo. Boy from BMF came up, gave me an A-Rab killed it too. Shout out, salute my man Rab. He killed it, did his thing. And BMF Boys came up, gave us the business card. And that's when we knew that we had something. And, cause it was like, we didn't even have no CDs yet. Cause I just came home from doing the bid on, what was it, October like 3rd. And we jumped on the flight October 8th. It was all, it was pre-set up. Cause I know when I was coming home, and this was the 2004 juvenile bid that I came home from. But when we went out there, and I'm like, I'm 19, 20, and dudes from BMF, I don't even know who they are, but they just gave me the card, and I'm like, BMF is the Black Mafia fam. Two white boys that rap was so nice that BMF gave us a business cards, man. I think Rab still got his to this day. I lost mine in the shuffle. And trying to get them chips like Ruffles. Shout out to Beans. But anyway, so I knew it was real then. And I knew it was real when just so many times I'd be rapping it. And even if I was just at the lowest of the lowest, I'm talking about, you know, there was times I'd be homeless. And my man, shout out to my man's heavy beatboxing. And I'd just be rapping and we'd just be walking through Kensington, smoking trees. And we just go half on them big ass Doms and roll up 3Ls and just, we either walk, sit in the park, whatever, and just smoke and relax and freestyle. And that'll take us out for a little bit. It'll take us away from how we was living because we was both fucked up, homeless. And it was hard at the time. That's why this show is called the Learn As You Grow podcast, because life is hard. And, you know, this week, I don't have a guest because I just wanted to share some of my story to let you know, like, I've been through it. I've been through the whole game, but I changed it around. I started this business January 1st, 2020. I changed it around because I had to, because it was either that or die out there. I love running the streets. I've been doing it since a kid, but I didn't know how to actually live until I got some good mentors in my life. And then I realized that, like, a lot of people don't know how to live, especially in our generation, and the generation younger than me, they were, most of them raised by their grandparents. So it's like, school don't really get you ready to go out there and really fly. Especially in my environment. I was done with school in ninth grade. Like I said, I went to South Philly High, went in sober and came out really high. And it would just be the bathrooms, everybody smoking. And at a point, it was just like, why am I even going here? It ain't even make no sense. But I did get my diploma while I was in St. Gabe's, and I walked with De La Salle. And, you know, that was a big thing for me. But I missed the chance to, you know, do the prom thing. You know, I went to, you know, a couple chicks, but not mine. You know, there's nothing like going to your prom and doing all that. Because if you don't do it, then you sit. And it's just like, damn, I missed out on that. But I was doing other things at that time. I was locked up, getting told when to go to sleep, when the lights were going to go out. I was with a bunch of badass young bulls. We were all, I was 18, 19. They were 17, 16. Some of them my age, but badass little young bulls. And I'm thinking like, dang, my homies and all going to the proms. I'm coming home on home passes, and it's just like, my life is different. And all that happened because of dirty urines for marijuana. So it's like, go figure. And I was 18. So that's the crazy part. I went in, and the original charge was because I got caught buying a dime bag of weed. And they put me on probation, and I kept violating. And they kept me on probation all the way till I was 19 for marijuana. So I went through all that, and really, that didn't do nothing but make me like, what? I'm around all these people. You gotta adapt, or you're sheep. So, you know, the thing that really, really woke me up more recently is there was a situation that happened where, you know, I don't want to go too far into it, but basically, I had 72 hours in a cell to think, like, because... somebody had got hurt, and they were like, the boy was like, he ain't do it, but they were like, we don't care, we're still holding to make sure you don't, because dude got hit in his head or whatever. They're like, we're still holding him for 72 hours to make sure he don't die. So while they're holding me for them 72 hours, I'm like, if this boy dies, like, this is on me. Like, that laugh wasn't a laugh. That was like more like a on the gut that it just woke me up. And sleep when I talked to his baby mom after that, and she told me, you know, how the kids were when they had to go, you know, to see their pop, you know, and really do nothing crazy, you know, it was just a little scuffle, but it is what it is. But I figured, like, just that quick, I could have lost it all. So I said, let me go hard with this music stuff. I wanted to do something that I never did before, so I started producing, making beats. And now I kind of been doing that for, 2 years, so now I'm at the point where I'm about to just start recording to my own beats and put my own stuff out there. Like I said, all my beats are on sale right now, beatstars.com/beatsbythekilo, and $5. I mean, why steal somebody's beat when you could just $5? Just go check them out. And, oh yeah, if you need reference tracks to them, hit me up. You'll see it on one of the social medias, and just let me know that you need a reference track, because every one of them beats, I have a reference track. So, what else we want to talk about? Like I said, the subscriptions. There's going to be 2 or 3 episodes a month. We're subscription owned, so subscribe. It's only $2.99 a month, something like that, maybe $3.99, something like that. I mean, if I entertain you for an hour a week, and then I'm giving you 3 more episodes on top of that, come on, $4, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? $4, what are we talking about? We talking about bus fare. Come on. And, BeatsByTheKilo.com. Oh, yeah, if you want to get your ad on this podcast, or it'll be on all my social medias, including my Google page, which right now about to hit 400K views. And so you get that rate with the 5 stars on there. And I'm level 9 on there. So, yeah, shout out to Google. But anyway, oh, yeah, if you're on Spotify, make sure you get the 5 stars up. And if you're on YouTube, wherever, make sure you give it the thumbs up and like it, subscribe, do all that stuff, man. Come on. What we talking about? We ain't even talking about no money now. What we really talking about? We talking about pressing a button. Can't do that. Why? You don't want me to see that you listen to what I just did? I don't understand. I really don't understand it because people come up to me all the time and they be like, yo, listen to the joint the other day. Joint was like, I like that joint. Why you ain't like it then? Why you ain't share it? Why you ain't comment? Come on, man, what are we talking about? All you gotta do is comment, leave a fire, son. Leave an emoji. That's all we talking about. And next week I'm gonna have a guest for you. Later on this week, the New Year's Eve episode, subscription only. And on that note, I'm out. You know.